What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
A whole lot of people are doing something smart to stretch their budgets this year. They're keeping their present cars instead of buying new ones.
Our Ford has 246,000 miles on it.
Our Chrysler has over 153,000 miles.
My name is Johnny, and in March, my SUV turned over 200,000 miles.
Why would people like you and me keep their present cars instead of trading them for new ones?
I save more than $400 a month with no car payments.
And no more car payments.
I'm through with car payments. Fooey.
But if all these people are keeping their cars longer, who do they trust to make sure their cars get them to all the soccer games, birthday parties, and a million other places?
Merlin 200,000 mile shops.
Merlin.
Oh, nowhere but Merlin.
At Merlin.
More life for you and your car.
Get a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Continental tires. Stop by for a free tire inspection or visit Merlins.com for locations and to make an appointment.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Speedway's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Maticola.
I would think a healthy Blackhawks team, with a Duncan Keith that's playing out of his mind right now, and Corey Crawford, a cup winning goalie. I think 4-2, and I like the Blackhawks. Although I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa steals a game tonight and wins just because of the energy in the building.
That's Boomer Esiason with Spiegel and Golf earlier this morning. You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final between the Hawks and Lightning drops the puck just after 7 tonight. Baseball, the Cubs are in Miami. John Lester poses Dan Herron, first pitch at 6:10. Jorge Soler is back in Chicago for further testing on his ankle. Tonight, Chris Bryant plays third, Junior Lake in right field, Chris Coughlin back in left field. The White Sox and Rangers here on The Score. Chris Sale faces Nick Martinez. Pregame starts at 6:30. Some games going on right now in Fenway. It's the Red Sox leading the Twins 6-1. That game top of the ninth. Out in St. Louis, bottom of the seventh, the Cardinals 7, the Brewers 3. In Arizona, Diamondbacks being shut out right by Atlanta 1-0. And the Yankees are leading the Mariners 1-0. That game in the bottom of the second in Seattle. And the Pirates and Giants are scoreless in the top of the second in San Francisco. NBA Finals tips tomorrow at 8 p.m. Golden State hosting Kendrick Perkins and the Cleveland Cavaliers. American Pharoah has been made the early 3-5 favorite at the Belmont Stakes. AP will run out of the number 5 post looking to claim the Triple Crown this Saturday. This scoreboard update brought to you by New Mayo Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmayomedical.com. Engine threats lurk around every corner. Stay ahead of gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. The best total engine protection you can get. Protect your car with a breakthrough in premium gasoline today. I'm Matt Maticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight, 6:30, Sox and Rangers on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Fred Hoiberg.
God.
Here comes Fred.
Fred's a guy that has had unparalleled success coaching at Iowa State, leading Iowa State.
First of all, I want to thank you guys for coming out today. I see a lot of people that made the trip over from Iowa. I want to thank everybody at Iowa State, the athletic director at Iowa State, the Iowa State basketball. We had that at Iowa State, but also was an Iowa State alum. I want to thank the fans at Iowa State. I grew up in Ames. My wife grew up in Ames. The Iowa State fans and the college athletics and the Iowa State fans. Any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Hi, Fred. David Schuster from WSCR Radio. First of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
Players at Iowa State.
You know, I put in a style of play at Iowa State.
LeBron James.
Oh, man. That's, you know, a lot of people told me to stay away from that Iowa State job. We played at Iowa State.
Fred, Mike Halas from the Gazette in Cedar Rapids.
Iowa State. Again, at Iowa State.
Coaching Iowa State recently?
Well, I mean, I think, like Fred said, Iowa State.
Are we making the right decision here? You know, it is comfortable in Ames.
Tommy Birch at the Des Moines Register. Fred, have you gotten a chance to talk to the guys back in Ames yet?
I have.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Back to Iowa with Yi. Cedar Rapids and Des Moines, and Ames and all of
Cedar Rapids. Good God, shut up.
Go back to Iowa with you. You ought to give Iowa a try. Go ahead
and
back
then
there.
We'll take show tunes for 400, Alex.
Hey! Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
Boers and Bernstein.
Big kahuna.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
That's great because they're really, I'm telling you, there was more Iowa, Ames, Iowa State references than anybody needed. I know he wanted to get everything clear, but that's how, for those who missed it, that's how he spent the first part of it. Thanking everybody and going over, for the love of God. The only thing he didn't get, he didn't touch on, was the 38 points he scored in the state championship game when he was at Ames in high school. That's about it.
I'm just disappointed we didn't get the Music Man in that little production piece. Because you really ought to give Iowa a try is the name of the song. So I thought that we would get a little... that wasn't Robert Preston in that. Was that Hermione Gingold? Wasn't
Hermione Gingold?
Wasn't
that? That's what I called George Wapner once.
You did?
I did.
Why?
I don't know. Just because I felt like he sounded like it. It might have been. I don't remember that. Was it Robert Preston of the UConn?
Robert Preston, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Hermione Gingold and, what was the guy's name who played Mayor Shin? Paul Ford? Is that the actor? Ron Howard played...
Opie?
Not Opie. Wait, was it Winthrop? Is that the name of the kid that sings Gary, Indiana?
You don't sing that either. If you sing that, you sing that fast. Get through there. Get through there quickly, son.
Hey, here's a great point from a texter regarding the Blackhawks and the national popularity. And I think there's some truth to this. The 708 says, I feel like the Hawks are supported nationally because of the way they go about winning. They don't have those arrogant players that bring bad press. They're a team that is hard to hate.
But they don't bring much of it either. I mean, it's here, and I agree with that. But is there one?
They are big. There is of all the teams, yeah. They are well liked nationally. That is true. But it still doesn't result in a massive audience. You get a massive, incredible local number. You get a huge local number. But I do think there's something to that the Hawks are. It's not that they're just likable. They have a very low dislikability factor. I mean, who is there on the Hawks that other than, I mean, Andrew Shaw is an agitator and kind of annoying, but he annoys Hawks fans as much as anybody. And Carcillo is sort of the same way. But I don't think that there's anybody.
When you see him.
They don't have any villains.
They have Bob Billen. You know, I would say this, that, I don't know that any of these teams are that way that you would say that of.
Not anymore, I guess.
No, I mean, those guys are sort of like gone. I mean, are the Ducks bad? Are they hated? Were the Kings hated? I mean, I don't know that there's anybody that you say,
the Broad Street Bullies are gone. There's no more Bobby Clark. They're not hitting people in the head with their stick.
Right. Right. I understand that. But, I mean, I'm not saying they should be popular, but I don't know how many teams that I would say, well, they're so arrogant or they're so, I don't know, hockey? I don't know. Are they? I don't think they are.
Are there any intensely disliked teams anymore? Is there a team in the NHL that people There's some individual players on some individual teams, but I don't think there's any sort of Death Star hockey team.
But you can't wait for them to come in so you can beat them?
Right, usually, them? Usually it's the team that's great and then sustains greatness.
Yeah.
I guess Vancouver I don't like.
Still hate them?
I don't. Okay. I just because their fans are just subhuman.
Okay.
In Logan Square, John, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for coming to me. I got my prediction.
Oh, God.
Hawks in four.
Okay, who asked?
Who didn't ask?
No, but seriously, who asked for your prediction?
What difference does it make? Can I just tell you why I think so, please?
But I just don't know why you think people care.
Well, let me just tell you something. Everybody's fired up about this game. Everybody's got an opinion, including you. We know that.
Is it a big game tonight for them,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, you think it's a big game for the Hawks tonight?
So I'm sitting in the sun, enjoying my afternoon. Just got off the ice about an hour ago. There's a mural being painted on the side of Palace Grill, so somebody cares. Can I just tell you why I think so, please?
Oh, please do. Anyway. We don't want. No, we will not let you go until you tell us why.
Are there people around there with you? You can tell instead.
No, tell, no. Let him tell. I wanna. Then we're gonna go skate and hit the grill and hit the sun. Okay,
sounds
go ahead.
Good.
Why do you think so?
It's not going to be
a 4-2 series, and I respect the bounces in hockey and the nature of hockey because the Hawks got extra fire. Not that they need it with Taves, everybody at all, because their trainer, their buddy, the guy who took care of their equipment and busted his butt for him behind the scenes, they're going to have extra fire.
Because the guy who killed himself?
The building? Yes, that man right there.
Well, Reef.
Yeah. He was still their friend. I don't care how he went out or what happened.
Yeah, well, there's kind of an ugly backstory there.
Yeah, it's not a good story. Okay. That, you're right, really though. He's still mentioned by
there's
them.
They
still love him.
Yeah, they love him, and there's a lot of love there.
Let's all put our hands together and clap.
Yeah. What? Extra fire?
Yeah. And passion.
Extra fire. So they didn't have their fire against the Ducks? They need extra fire against the Lightning?
I'm saying they're going to win the series, but
is it the same fire
going to get tonight? I heard a prediction on your radio.
I think it's different.
From somebody who wanted 4-2
in our radio.
Runaway meatball. Runaway meatball.
He's at the grill. He's painting the wall, and he's in the sun.
I'm just saying 4-0. Okay. The Lightning aren't going to squeak this one out. The buildings, it's not even going to be a first period for the Lightning.
Okay.
And I'm out, guys. Thank you.
And the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And the passion.
He's out, everyone.
He's out.
All right, guys.
All right. You can feel free.
You guys
are remember, son, painting on the wall, off the ice.
I thought you were out.
Yeah, I thought you were leaving.
Yeah, I thought you have to be gone now. You must leave and get back to the sun.
I don't think that was a bit.
I don't think so either. I think he wanted to tell you, and you did not want to. I want to hear why. Now I know why.
They have extra fire because of their friend who killed himself.
Right.
All right.
That'll fire you up every time.
Yeah. History all right. Suggests. Let's go get him.
History suggests that works. Yeah. Extra fire. Right. Extra fire. Extra fire, you weasel bastards. All right.
Yep. Well, actual human sacrifice. Spurs the answer
is somebody be 4-2, and then that can't be right.
No, it can't be right.
Too much fire. That guy dropped some cookies there, didn't he?
They're painting the wall. He just got back from the rink.
And they're painting the wall. And oh, my God.
He must have a nice job then if he's able to just go skating around in the middle of the day. And then
multimillionaire.
And then hang out at the grill and paint walls.
He owns the Hyatt. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he's talking about.
Here's Joe. He's in
friend of America.
Glencoe, and he's on the score.
Hello, my friends.
Hello.
Hey, boys, I wanted to share with you that the rating number that the Hawks get is important, as you guys know, but when you drill into the number itself as well and find out who it is, the psychographic within the demographic, it changes a little bit. And in particular, the Hawks, I read an article, I'm going to say about a year ago, where the increase since 2009 of female viewers has been staggering, shocking, like 40% higher than it had been. And somewhere now where the last thing I read was something like 71% male and the rest female viewers, that's a shocking number for any major sport. And growing, and both in social media and online applications as well. those numbers are really starting to increase, in particular with the Hawks, but in hockey as well, that number is changing quite a bit and much more dynamically than the other major sports. I'd also offer to you,
unfortunately,
well,
nobody gives you money for that.
Well, not yet, but but that growth, you'll see it. It'll start. They will start charging advertisers more for the different types of it, especially when you target niche advertisers who then look for that specific audience. You know, it's like golf on TV. If you're doing,
golf on
TV
is in trouble. The golf network's laying off a ton of people.
But they're also, that's where Lexus goes to sell. That's where Rolex goes to sell their products. So you do have a base there.
That's a niche sport.
The base is not working.
Yeah, that also doesn't have massive salaries that the league needs to pay out. We're $71 million per team paying their players. It's you're talking about golf.
Your excellent point. I agree with you on that. I'm just saying that economics are changing, in particular with women, and I think you'll see that. I think the other one to do is that hockey, at least as far as I was reading, is becoming a much more social experience, similar to football, where people will go to watch the game with other people, especially at taverns and stuff like that, football.
But that hurts your ratings.
Well, it does, but it helps the game overall, because you are attracting more.
But all that matters is ratings. That's your television deal is the limit to what you can be.
And I really don't think we're lacking for programs that are very successful that have a huge female fan base. I don't think we're hurting for that. I think there's several places where
women
you can
go for
that.
Women are not going to save hockey on television.
Oh, come on. See, there you go again.
They're just not. It's nice that they have it. It's
a stick saving a beauty.
I mean, it gives you, if you want to be like the NFL and put on pink and start pandering to them, you can do that too.
You can do that.
It gives
you a little something there. They play in October. Yeah, let's go.
You know, you got a little Slava Voynov problem and a little bit of a...
Yeah, but the NFL has a problem, too.